This is Akashwani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister said that startups are playing a pivotal role in building an Atmanirbhar Bharat. Extending his best wishes to the country's vibrant startup community on National Startup Day, the Prime Minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting young innovators.
हमने Startup India program लॉन्च किया, हमने युवाओं को खुला आसमान दिया और आज नतीजा हमारे सामने है. सिर्फ 10 साल में Startup India mission एक revolution बन चुका है. भारत आज दुनिया का थर्ड लार्जेस्ट स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है. 10 साल पहले देश में 500 से भी कम स्टार्टअप्स थे, आज ये संख्या बढ़कर 2 लाख से ज्यादा है.
In a series of social media posts, Prime Minister Modi said the government has been working with all stakeholders to further strengthen the country's startup ecosystem. On the occasion, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that India's startup ecosystem marked a historic milestone in the last decade, reflecting on a journey of innovation, resilience and global recognition. The government will bring Seed Act 2026 in the upcoming budget session of Parliament. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the legislation aims to curb the sale of poor quality, fake and unauthorized seeds. It also aims to ensure high quality certified seeds for farmers, strengthening enforcement against substandard inputs and promoting climate resilient varieties.
There will be traceability system in place. It will be possible to identify where the seeds have come from to the dealer. The arrangement will ensure that substandard seeds do not enter the system at all, and even if they do, they will be detected and the person who supplied them can be penalized. Seed companies will be properly registered. This will make it possible to immediately obtain information if someone sells seeds without authorization. I would like to clarify one point. These restrictions will not apply to traditional seeds that farmers have been using for generations, as farmers also exchange seeds among themselves.
The Maharashtra civic body poll results are showing a favorable trend for the Bharatiya Janata Party Shiv Sena alliance, according to early trends, as votes are being counted for elections to 29 civic bodies. The BJP Shiv Sena alliance surged past the halfway mark in the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation elections, taking the lead in 115 of the 227 seats as counting progressed in Mumbai. 9 seats have been declared official winners so far. Of these, the Shiv Sena has won 4, BJP 3 and Congress 1 ward. AIMIM also registered 1 victory in BMC. In contrast, the opposition combine of Shiv Sena UBT, Raj Thackeray-led Maharashtra Navnirman Sena MNS and Sharad Pawar's NCP struggled to keep pace, managing leads in just 68 wards. The Congress trailed further behind, securing early advantages in only 10 seats. Counting of votes for 115 seats is currently in progress in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar. As per the latest trends, BJP is leading on 21 seats, followed by Shiv Sena with 15 seats. Shiv Sena UBT is ahead on 6 seats, while AIM is leading on 12 seats. Counting is continuing across all counting centres and the final results are awaited. The BJP today announced the schedule for the election of the party's national president. The nomination will be filed on the 19th of this month, and on the same day, scrutiny of nomination papers will be done. The election will be held on the 20th of January. Ace Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen will face Lin Chun Yi of Chinese Taipei in men's singles quarterfinal of India Open Badminton Tournament in New Delhi today. The match is scheduled to start at 3 p.m. Earlier, Lakshya Sen defeated Japan's Kenta Nishimoto in straight games 21-19, 21-10 in round of 16 match to reach the quarterfinals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.